It's 4:30 on Christmas afternoon, and no matter what gifts arrived in your home this holiday season, I hope you've kept the boxes. No, I'm not expecting you to return the gifts to the store. I'm hoping that if there are young children in your life, you will use the boxes to encourage imaginative play. We've all heard a parent lament, "She likes the box better than the toy." And oftentimes, there's good reason for this. A box, especially a plain brown cardboard box, beckons with many possibilities. A really big box can become a house, a car, or a castle. A couple of shoe boxes can make a dollhouse. A tiny box can become a rattle. I once watched a 3-year-old construct an entire village by gluing empty raisin boxes onto construction paper. Playing in and with boxes is great fun for kids, and it's also a learning opportunity. It's empowering because the child gets to decide what the box is going to be, exercising her ingenuity, problem-solving skills, and spatial ability. Adults can promote the play by asking what the box might become. Think of the box as a gift. It's a gift of imagination. To learn more, go to MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. Wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons, I'm Michelle Argent with Maryland Family Network for WYPR, your NPR news station.